My name is Maria, and I'm an alcoholic. I drove up here, and I was like, holy shit. Excuse my language, but I actually have passed out before speaking in public. But anyway, we'll hope that doesn't happen tonight. First, I just want to say that I just celebrated 1 year of sobriety a couple weeks ago, so I'm really excited about that. So there's only 10 minutes. There's not a lot of time to speak about my whole history, but I was thinking all today that thank God that I found out that I'm an alcoholic, because now I know what's wrong with me. I know that alcohol wasn't my problem. I know that for a fact, and I remember back as long as I can remember that I always felt uncomfortable for whatever reason, just uncomfortable in my skin, just trying to not be me, and that was, it took me on a really long ride of places, people, and things that that I, you know, not going to share, but that, you know, I suppose normal people don't have to go through, but I just know that I was a runner, and I never wanted to be home for one thing. So I ended up in running away at first. I ran away, and ended up in rehab twice when I was in high school for 3 months at a time, 2 years in a row. Got kicked out of high school, got kicked out of continuation school, had a son when I was 19 years old. And I can't explain why I did these things. I just did them, you know. And I just know that I was searching for something, and I thought it was, you know, I needed to have the right boyfriend. And I just desired to, you know, be loved. You know, I just wanted to be loved, and I wanted to be accepted, and I wanted what you guys had over here, you know. And but the problem was that when I got over there, I wanted to be over there, you know. And then I got over there, and I wanted to be over there, and you know, that was a cycle. I just went through that for so long, and I've had so many bottoms. I mean, it never worked for me ever. I mean, I remember drinking in high school. And who goes to the, you know, my parents would drop me off at school, and I would immediately go off campus, you know, end up with some friends. We'd go steal alcohol from the store. And these were my first experiences with drinking, you know. And I remember one day I got so shit-faced at school, and, you know, people didn't want to deal with me because I puked in someone's car. And then all of a sudden they drove me by school and pushed me out. And I'm on the curb, like, laying there, you know. And then they're like, well, you know, so they put me on a bus, and I got home somehow. So this is how it started for me. I drank whiskey, I drank it out of the bottle, I drank the whole bottle, and I passed out, blacked out, you know, and that's how I was up and running, and that's how I continued. And the thing is that once you have immediately bad consequences, that in order to live with yourself, you either have to stop doing what you're doing, or you got to continue what you're doing in order to face yourself every day, and that's what I did. I chose to, because I didn't know how. One thing my sponsor, that she's here, thank God, is that she always told me that I'm not a bad person. You know, I've been seriously sick all my life trying to get better, you know. And that's not an excuse for myself, but that's the truth. And I really think that if I had, I was in AA when I was 19 or, you know, whatever, when I was in rehab, through my younger days, but I don't even remember hearing anything about steps. You know, that was not my thinking. My thinking was like, this is lame. Like, these people are weird, you know? And, you know, I just wanted to not do that. I wanted whatever it was that was going wrong in my life to be okay, so I can just go off and do what I wanted to do. And, but I realized that, you know, if I'm 40 now, so, you know, 25 years of doing the same thing over and over again. Now I am just so happy that that I made it here, and that that I'm giving this a chance. And I'm giving this a chance. And I have a life today that I couldn't have planned it. I couldn't have planned the life I have right now. And I've been really blessed in sobriety, and I hope that everybody out there that is willing to try to do it experiences the same thing. I know for a fact that this program is not for people who need it, and it's not for people who just want it. It's for people who actually are willing to do the work for it, to get benefits from it. And you got to just do whatever it is that is being placed in front of you, because, you know, it's not Maria's program. You know, it's the program of Alcoholics Anonymous. And this wasn't my first time around. It's not like I just have a continuous 1 year of sobriety, and I got it the first time. I didn't. I came in like early last year and got 75 days. But there were some things in my life that I was not willing to give up. You know, I had a hard time, giving up a drug dealer boyfriend. It's probably not good for my sobriety to have cocaine put in my face every day, but, you know, that's, you know, one of the things I just couldn't see. I just didn't see, you know, I was going to get people sober, and my friends were going to come with me, and I'm going to be a good influence, and, you know, but that doesn't work. You know, I went down. I went down because of these little things I didn't want to give up. And, but, you know, it's progressive, you know, so, you know, I went back out there, and it was just, you know, it was just worse, and every week got worse, and, you know, and I found myself, just like I did before I came in the first time, I mean, I found myself unable to get out of my pajamas, unable to go outside and do normal things. Like, and I didn't want to. I couldn't look at myself in the mirror. I couldn't do anything besides put substances in my body, and I wanted to die. You know, I wanted to die. And I remember, you know, taking pills and drinking, and you know, all of a sudden I'm just like sitting there, laying in bed, going, "Are you kidding me? You know, what do I gotta do to check out of this place?" You know, that's what I wanted to do. I didn't want to be here anymore. Didn't want to live. You know, and I couldn't imagine not drinking or doing drugs. But, you know, so I didn't know what to do, you know. So, and that's where I was. And that's where I was. And so, you know, I had a little bit of time. So one of the biggest things, I don't want to say the biggest things because a bunch of crappy stuff's happened. But the last 3 or 4 years of my life were the worst years, for sure. And, you know, I was able to maintain a job at a, you know, Fortune 500 company. And I had an office on the sixth floor. And, you know, I was making good money and interfacing with directors all over the United States and stuff. And I know this is, you know, it's about Alcoholics Anonymous, but, you know, I did do drugs throughout my period, and they always just took me down really fast along with the drinking. And this last time, you know, I mixed a little bit of, you know, cocaine with my drug use or with my alcohol use. And I found myself after 10 and a half years of working in a company within 7 months of trying to live that lifestyle, I just stopped going to, you know, I stopped going to work, you know, and I found myself getting fired from a job I had for 10 and a half years. You know, you just walk in you get that phone call from HR again, you know, thinking they're going to give you another warning, but that's not the case. You know, I walked in and sat down, they give me a paycheck, give me your BlackBerry, give me your badge, they walk into the elevator, boom. I'm like, oh no, you know, I turned around, I was like, I can't ever go back in that building again, ever, you know. And but that wasn't enough to get me to stop. I was just like, you know, on the way home, bought booze, and I stayed drunk for another 6 months. You know? And I was on my way to doing that again. So I got sober for 75 days, led a job, and then I was on my way back to losing that second job again. Anyway, my life is beautiful, and I can look at myself in the mirror, and I don't have to look over my back to see who's, you know, who's going to see me now and do this, because I'm the same person at work and at home, and no matter where I go, this is me, and that's to me the most beautiful thing that I can ask for, is that I can just be me. And that's it, and that's all because of the program, the steps I work, and how did I do it? You know, I got a sponsor right away, my second time around, and I, used the phone. I got a good group of girlfriends. I go to a women's meeting that every Monday or Saturday morning. I have a good group of people. I have people in my life, the people that were associated with my past life. Because I have a new life now. That was my old life. This is my new life. I don't associate in that old world anymore. This is where I have, and this is what's taking me step by step, day by day, into the woman and God that God wants me to be. So thank you very much for letting me speak. I didn't pass out, so I'm good. So thank you very much.